7 years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, 15 seconds. Guidance is internal.
This country was conquered.
Five.
By those who move forward.
Four. Ignition sequence start.
You are the best chess player in the world, without a doubt, aren't you?
Five.
The best ever. I'm the most brutal and efficient and most ruthless champion that's ever been. I don't know what has stopped me. Let's go. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever.
Chicago was internal.
That's American sports. We are Americans, second to none, and we own the finish line.
Incredible stuff from Red 5. Be excellent. Follow him on X, Red 5. You know, the X algorithm has been manipulated a little bit. The payout system has been changed a little bit. I'm not sure exactly how it's been changed. I haven't looked into it much. I do know I'm making half as much as I used to off X, which is fine. That's not why I do it anyway. But I've noticed that, you know, the last video we played last week, the I Can't Even Productions, I mean, everything he'd ever come out with got millions, millions of views, hundreds of thousands of likes. His latest one, just as good as all those others, if not better, barely cracks like 1,000 likes. Red 5, that video you just saw, incredible. Incredible. It took a lot of work. That was really good editing. And yet, it's not doing very well on X. I think they've deliberately altered the algorithm to crack down on that type of content. In other words, not just like people sitting in front of the camera and talking, but if you actually are putting the effort in to make compilations, change people's minds, they're going to crack down on you and you're not going to do very well. We have to overcome that. We have to resist that. Do not depend on the algorithm to spoon feed you things. Some things you have to go out and find. Some accounts you got to bookmark and revisit to share their stuff and circumvent the algorithm, try to overwhelm the algorithm, because clearly they are not fans of creative white boys with good editing skills. They don't like that. They want to crush that as effectively as they can. Just like they want to crush us as effectively as they can, but thank goodness we haven't let them. And by we, of course, I don't mean us here at the Alex Jones Network, but everybody listening to my voice right now, anybody that's ever gone to thealexjonesstore.com, you have helped us to survive not only algorithmic suppression and total universal censorship and the fraudulent lawsuits and the attempts to scam us out of our rights by dishonest actors from The Onion and Bloomberg and elsewhere. We have survived it all thanks to you going to thealexjonesstore.com. You can go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. Today is the last day to take advantage of the incredible buy one, get one sale. It's your last day to get Shilajit gummies absolutely free. When you purchase a bottle of Shilajit gummies, you get a second one free. Same with creatine powder. Ultimate creatine powder is buy one, get one free right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Shilajit gummies are built to support natural energy, stamina, vitality, and your daily drive, while Ultimate Creatine is built to support muscle strength, muscle performance, power output, endurance, and recovery. But really, it does wonderful things for your brain, your mind, the real muscle that you need to work out. And of course, we have the product bundles as well. I encourage you to go check those out. But if you want to get the buy one, get one BOGO sups, but buy one, get one free supplements, you got to go today to thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. And with that, we return to the Bond villain cabal. Let's go to clip number 9 now. This is from Right Angle News. This is a clip from February of this year. It is, once again, resurfacing of a video from the World Economic Forum, where they lay out their intention to commodify all natural everything. Everything. I don't even know how to put it. They want to commodify everything. The air you breathe, the water you drink, the dirt under your feet. They want to assign it a dollar value and put it into some sort of bizarre AI stock market to manage the entire world, like the entire world is a piece of software that can be manipulated at will by the programmers, the world controllers, the ones who are putting all of this control structure into place. Let's go to clip number 9 now. A CEO Lindsay Hooper at the World Economic Forum, describing why nothing should be free. We should have to get all of it from them. Let's watch.
When we talk about capital, we tend to think only about financial capital, about cash, financial assets, but we know that's not the only value on which our economies depend. We know that every aspect of every part of the economy is fundamentally dependent on nature, as you highlighted. The air that we breathe, the water we drink, the soil, the oceans that we need for the food that we need to consume, the minerals that we need as inputs to technology and to infrastructure. And without these forms of value, these forms of natural capital, we won't have economies. They are the fundamental building blocks of our economies. But the ways, as you said, the ways in which we have grown our economies, our models of economic development, have been incredibly successful for global prosperity. I mean, but the unintended consequences of current models of growth are simply not sustainable on a finite planet. The amount of resource that we are drawing in to our economies, Earth's resources, and the amount of pollution and waste that we're pumping out, whether that's through greenhouse gas emissions, whether that's sewage into our water, whether it's plastics into the ocean, is beyond the Earth's carrying capacity. And we know that that's leading, as you said, to very significant direct impacts for society, but very significant financial costs for the economy. We can look at that as you have and calculate that at a macro level. But the way that that's showing up as we're breaching these boundaries and breaching these limits and undermining nature is showing up in very practical ways that are showing up for financial risk for institutions. Lack of water is leading to disruption of operations, of supply chains where water is needed as an essential input for manufacturing or power production. The degradation of soil is leading to reduced agricultural yields. The decline of pollinator species is also having an impact on agriculture. So that's leading to direct financial risks for organizations, for businesses, and ultimately for investors. And as you said, ultimately the reason for this is at the moment the way that decisions are made on an everyday level within businesses and financial institutions is because we're looking only at financial data, financial metrics that are not factoring in nature. Nature is treated within the economy as though it's unlimited and predominantly as though it's free. And the risks and harms are simply not costed in financial terms. We can cost them at a macro level. They're not costed into day-to-day decision-making. And the result is, as a consequence, we've put all of our economies at fundamental risk. We can't do business on a dead planet. If we're going to protect natural systems, one of the solutions is to bring nature onto the balance sheet, to bring nature into the ways that decisions are made within business, to allocate a value to it and to bring it into accounting and financial mechanisms.
Allocate a value to it. You know, air and water. That's what she's saying, the stuff you need to survive, the stuff that is, in fact, free. It's actually given to us by God, actually. But these people thought that was a bad idea. They thought God was an idiot for giving us that for free when they know they can make a chunk of chains by manipulating it. So that's what they intend to do. And once again, you see the way that these fundamental necessary resources for the continuing existence of life on Earth are being commodified. And the irony of the fact that it's all being done on the basis of climate change, which has to do with the theory, the unproven but, you know, thoroughly subscribed to theory that carbon production heats the Earth and that's going to cause the whole world to die, which would, of course, mean that these data centers would be the worst possible thing to do. But see, they need to build the data centers and in doing so destroy the nature. But you need the data centers in order to commodify and log the existence of all the nature, which will actually be easier once you destroy a big chunk of it. So, but no, it's about, you know, sharing memes on X, right? That's why we need 3,000 new centers. And the fact that they use, you know, fresh water and that it's being done without people's awareness and that it requires immense expenditure of fuel and energy production. That's all coincidence. It's all coincidence that it happens to both contradict the climate change reason that these things are being implemented while simultaneously giving the control that the World Economic Forum wants on the basis of climate change you have to be an idiot not to see how they're manipulating you in a billion, million, trillion different ways. It has to be costed in the day-to-day. We have to protect these natural solutions. We have to protect nature by destroying it. It's just insane. Let's go to clip let's go to clip 17 here. This is World Economic Forum agenda contributor Joyita Gupta, who once again says, because of this that darn climate change, that climate change that we care so much about and is actually real. That climate change, it's the climate change's fault that water is going away. Let's listen.
There's so much water, and yet a lot of this water is unusable. And increasingly, this water cycle on which we have been relying on for so long is becoming unpredictable. And we do not know when and where we can get access to this water, for how long, and whether there will be too much water as a consequence of, for example, climate change. Most of our climate change impacts are felt through water. So the question for all of us is, how do we try to manage water? And the key topic that we will all be working on today is, are there levers that we can use to unlock and unleash the power of water to perhaps achieve the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals?
Sustainable Development Goals. So again, I just, just want to reemphasize that it's not a coincidence that the creation of these data centers, sponsored by the very people that run the World Economic Forum. Remember, Larry Fink of BlackRock is the head of the World Economic Forum at this point.